Rod Stewart, Rhythm of My Heart, that hit co-written by Toronto's Mark Jordan. And you're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. We watch the crisis in Ukraine and we feel its impact here at home within Canada's Ukrainian community, but also from a real and serious financial perspective too. Russia is the world's third largest oil producer and energy security is on shaky ground. Our guest is Dan McTagg, president of Canadians for Affordable Energy. Welcome back to The Morning Zoom, Dan.
Good to be here, Jane. Good to be here, Sam.
Dan, how much higher will the price of gas go because of Putin's war against Ukraine than had the war not started?
Well, I think you're looking at probably 10 to 15 cents is what I call the war premium. That's not that it's going to go up. And here's the catch. It's that not Putin, but Mr. Biden and Europe decided that they were not going to go after the very thing that enables Mr. Putin to roll over Ukraine and threaten the democratic world, certainly in Eastern Europe. And that's no sanctions on his oil and gas. Listen, Europe has basically painted itself into a corner. They're on bended knee to Putin to provide more natural gas and oil because they desperately need it. They've gone down this road of thinking windmills and solar panels can make up what they once did through nuclear, what they once did through natural gas and oil and coal. All that aside, it just makes the decision by President Biden yesterday all that much more likely that while prices may not go through the roof, we certainly created a destabilized situation in Europe and around the world where now Putin feels that he can reign supreme, do whatever he wants, because he knows that the Western world, which imports Russian oil, including us here in Canada, he has us really where he wants, literally over a barrel.
So there's a planned increase in the carbon tax set for April here in Canada. So what do you want to see happen with that?
A week ago, I went to the House of Commons Finance Committee. I'm rather familiar with budget consultations. That's a 2.5 cent increase. If prices remain the same, that'll again force us up into record territory in terms of diesel, natural gas, propane, and of course, gasoline prices. I think the federal government would be wise to suspend this. If it's really concerned about inflation, the last thing it wants to do is being seen as contributing to that. And it's having no meaningful effect. If we think that the only thing that matters in this country is carbon emissions, then I think we may want to look a little bit more closely to the emerging concerns that Canadians have of affordability. Higher prices for energy means higher prices for food, higher prices for just about everything that we consume. And we all know that if we compare last year's prices to this year's prices, we're up easily 20 to 30%. It doesn't really matter what item you're choosing, unless we're talking water. At the end of all of this, I think Canada needs to have a reassessment of its priorities. And its priorities is get energy to the rest of the world. We sell it. We create it. It's clean. And unfortunately, at a time in which the world can use more, Canadians are now really seeing the effect of blocking pipelines and regulations that have hogtied our energy sector. I don't think any of us here want to have a situation where we're depending on Russia to provide us $500 million in oil every year. Canada should not be in that position. We are a bigger producer and have a greater reserve than Russia does. So if we have a problem with gas prices, we should be definitely focusing on getting our federal politicians to wake up, smell the coffee. And by the way, speaking of which, tomorrow, gasoline up 3 cents a liter here in the GTA to 161.9.
So, Dan, give us the best case scenario for gas prices moving forward over the next couple of months and the worst case scenario.
Best case scenario is we see prices move up 5 to 7 cents a liter. One, the carbon tax of 2.5 cents a liter on April the 1st or April Fool's Day. The second, that we shift from winter to summer gasoline. That will push us probably to 166, 167 cents a liter. That's best case scenario. Worst case scenario, and one that I think is probably more likely in the days to come, depending on what emerges from Ukraine and Canadians and other countries demand that we put a stop to the dictator in Russia, would be a scenario where you see $2 a liter. As painful as it may be, it's nothing compared to the power of an emboldened person like Vladimir Putin. So I think anywhere between 167, best case scenario, worst case scenario, over $2 a liter.
Dan McTagg, President, Canadians for Affordable Energy. Doesn't sound very affordable at all, Dan. Thank you so much.
No, it doesn't. Thanks for having me.